I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Krista Haringa. I am 31 years old. And I am a fellow farmer of Tanya, who I will be interviewing today.
I'm Tanya Kaloa, and I'm 30 years old, and I am being interviewed by a fellow farmer, Krista.
Well, Tanya, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind starting today telling me a little bit about yourself and your family, where you're from.
I grew up in an Athabaskan village in Alaska on the west side of the Cook Inlet, which is about 47 miles northwest outside of Anchorage. Being from Tyonek is a good natural land to be from. It's very pristine. And growing up out there, it rose a question in my mind as a young kid as to why we're not growing foods, why we don't farm, question my culture. I would hear my father talk about his grandmother or his dad, who were also from Tyonek. And it felt very passionate with culture. And I just wondered where it went and why we're not so connected to the earth. I was not able to identify plants out there. I was not able to identify the trees in my own backyard. I was a teenager when I started learning my history. I am a mixed native, as they call it. On my father's side, I am Athabaskan Hawaiian, Haida Shimshian. On my mother's side, I'm Aleut, Lakota, Ponca, and Modoc Indian. And when I found that out, I just had that connection to wanting to know who I am and why we were put on this land. A lot of those questions as a young kid was very hard because I grew up with an alcoholic family. My household was very dysfunctional, had a lot of domestic violence in there. Going back one more generation, Alexandra Stefan Kaloa, Athabaskan, originally from Custatan, moved to Tyonek. She is the one who grew the garden for the people enough to feed villagers. And at that time, TB was going around, flu was killing people, bad waters, and people started to migrate to Tyonek from Susitna Station, from Kenai, from Nundalton. It touches my heart very deeply to know that my grandmother grew a garden in Tyonek in the early 1900s. And here I am on the same land, trying to bring back that knowledge and to share it with the youth and to get them involved. I don't think climate change is something we should just wait off until a disaster. I think we just need to be more prepped and figure out, like, how far ahead could we get our stock up, our vegetables up for a year worth supply? Could we do that on our own as opposed to always shipping food out to the villages?
Tanya, could you describe the farm operation? Like, what's on the farm and who works with you and how did that all come together?
Yes, the farm. I brought my family, my boyfriend and our son down to the village, and I noticed there was a big patch of land that was just cleared. I asked my friend, hey, why is that patch of land cleared? Are they going to build a new building? And she said, oh, the village, they want to do a garden over there. And I looked at her and I said, oh my gosh, they're going to do a garden. That's a lot of land they cleared. Who's going to take care of it? Jeez. And 2 years later, I was helping run it. My biggest gift to that was to involve the youth. Our organization is based out in Anchorage. So when we got the garden going, we needed people on ground to be able to check water temps or make sure the fans are going in our high tunnels. And when the youth got there, I said, hey, this is your land for one. Your tribe, your grandparents made this. And they're looking at me like an outsider because none of these children know me. And I said, excuse me, no disrespect. I know your mom. I know your grandparents. So let's make it clear. I'm a tribal member. I'm not an outsider. And I don't know anything. But I know our tribe wants this. And what they did was made an organization, a tribal conservation district, which I work for. And so I kind of make that clear connection as to things I'm doing, why I'm doing it. As a kid, I felt in the dark. I didn't know what my tribe was. I didn't know what a tribal council was. I didn't know anything about meetings. So I still relay everything I've been taught and grew up with, and I share it with them. And I say, it is important to your grandparents. They put it on a piece of paper and signed it to say, this is important. We want to go forth with it. But do you, as a tribal member, think this is important? To get them thinking, what do I have to give back? In the communities, I feel like a lot of the youth exposure for adults are outsiders because of the school districts. And so for a tribal member to come back and say, hey, you guys remember the garden? It's almost that time. They're like, Tanya, she's back. And so it's just reminding them, this is a great gift. This is something our grandparents gave to us. My elders, they talk about their elders. And I say to my elders, they ate vegetables. The elders are saying, no, I don't like that. No, I don't eat that. And I look at them and I say, you eat your vegetables. And it's a culture shock because I feel as if I'm not entitled to talk to them in that manner. But yet, I have worked my butt off in the sun and in the rain and in stormy days and flew over on an airplane to grow your food. And I'm going to cook up some fresh veggies and sneak it in your food, and you're going to love it. I grew up on canned food. I honestly didn't know what a green bean looked like until I grew it. And I still didn't believe anybody was a green bean until they cut it. So being able to just look at my tribal youth and say, you know what, I don't know a dime about this, but hey, let's grab the seed together. Mm-hmm. Let's put it in our earth and let's water it with our water. And let's just hope it comes back. We're going to come back and nurture it. We're going to defend it because we want it to feed us.
Well, thank you, Tanya, for sharing your story and passion for farming and gardening, what it means to you, and especially what it means to your community and tribe.
Thanks for being here and putting this together and inviting me to be with you, Krista.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.